Someone called Jason asked a question about, I think he's referring to the scripture about working out our salvation with fear and trembling. He's asking about what's the difference between salvation and sanctification, that then it can cause quite a lot of confusion in the
difference
the church.
Between salvation and sanctification. Well, this is the important question for me. A very, very, very important question. Why? Because we believe once we are saved, it is done. It's okay. We can close our fingers and wait to heaven to come.
Mm.
Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, once you are a Christian, you are living in the world dominated by Satan.
Mm.
We are in the world, but we are not a part of it. What's the meaning of that? The moment you are saved, you are no longer part of the world. Why? Because you have a new heart, a new spirit, and you are born again, born of the Spirit of God.
Mm.
At the point of conversion, you receive a new life. That happens once. The moment you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and God confirms your faith and sends the Holy Ghost, the seal of righteousness in your heart, you are saved. You are a new creation. You are born again. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. But that's not all. What is new is a new heart, a new spirit. But this man, the old man, is still the same. The mind and the body need to be changed. That is what sanctification is all about. Once you accept Jesus, you have to grow in Christ-likeness every single day. Never you think or talk on the level of the old life.
And that's a 24-hour assignment.
It's forever. Mm. The Holy Spirit, once you are saved, he dwells in your heart. He helps you to develop a godly character. That is sanctification. Dying to sin more and more, living for righteousness more and more. We have been conditioned by the upbringing, our family, our culture, our tradition, all these were embedded in our lives. And this does not reflect Christ's culture, Christ's way. Mm. So God, Holy Spirit, will work in our character to change, to bring a change of the qualities of our soul. What is that change? Look at Peter at Pentecost. He received the Holy Spirit and began to preach. Mm. The same Peter in Galatians chapter 3, chapter 2, 3, Paul corrected him publicly. Because he was behaving like a hypocrite.
Mm.
Because Peter was still fearful of the Jew while he was living with the pagan. So we eat with them. When the Jews come, he ran away. Paul said, you're a hypocrite. So what does it mean? Once we have received Jesus, we have to put on the new man, which is Jesus. Our mind needs to be renewed. The way we speak, think, and act must be changed. And that's the greatest difficulty we have.
So is that what it means to work out your salvation with fear and trembling?
With fear and trembling means bear fruit worthy of your salvation.
Worthy of repentance.
Yes. The first one is the transforming power of God. It's Holy Ghost that does it. You have no role to play. Power will come upon you, change. But the second one, you have to die to yourself, carry your cross.
Mm.
You have to submit to the Holy Ghost. You have to listen to the word of God. You have to grow in holiness every single day of your life. You have to get out of your culture. Get out of culture. Learn to love people. Learn to bless people. A new character. That is disciple. Number one, disciple means character. You will know them by their fruit. Character, righteousness, does not just happen in one day.
Mm.
It is built. When you look in the Bible, Paul, who became Saul in Galatians chapter 3, and go and read Paul in 2 Timothy, you will see a big difference in his character. Go and read the book of Philemon, the love of Paul. We grow in love. We grow in the fruit of the Spirit every single day of our lives. So sanctification means the nature of God in our life is manifested when we're living in community. When you're living in the midst of unbelievers. When you're living in the midst of this world. That's where the nature of God should be seen in you. The fruit of the Spirit should be seen in you. You talk differently. You become the light of Christ, salt of civilization. We see Christ in you by the way you talk, by the way you think. You don't need to say, I'm a Christian. Let your character speak. Only our godly character can testify to our salvation in Christ Jesus. So the progress of sanctification means, once I become a Christian, I'm still a disciple of Jesus. I need to make the word of God a standard for my life. I need to spend the time in the Word of God, allow the Holy Ghost to help me to live in the Spirit and to walk in the Spirit. The Bible says, live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and you will not satisfy the cravings of the flesh. That is the progress of sanctification. Dying to sin more and more, living for righteousness more and more. That's why Prophet Jesus gave us this prayer. Take more of me, give me more of you. That prayer summarized the whole Bible. Because there is nothing good in me. What is good is by grace through the Holy Spirit.
Mm. Salvation is not in us.
Absolutely. So, when you receive Jesus, the journey starts. The journey of righteousness on this earth. You will face issues that violate your conscience. You will relate with people that don't believe what you believe. You face opposition and trials. But the Bible says, be led by the Holy Ghost. Put on the new man. Ephesians chapter 4, Romans chapter 12. We put on the new man when we allow Jesus, Holy Spirit, to direct our thinking, our thought, our behavior. Mm. So the work of the Holy Spirit at first starts at salvation by the spiritual rebirth. Then the Holy Ghost has a work during our lifetime, using this word of God to act upon your soul to produce the beauty of Jesus Christ. You grow in knowledge. You grow in patience. You grow in love, in self-control. Your attitude changes. Your character changes. Your emotion changes. And people begin to see the light of God in your life. A tree cannot be planted in one day and begin to yield fruit in one day. There is a process. The root must come first, which is belief. Then the tree begins to grow as you feed yourself with the word of God, hearing and obeying, walking with the Holy Ghost every single day of your life. You grow in maturity till you begin to see the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in your life.
So it's not just to receive an altar call and then just go on your way. It's
salvation is the beginning of the journey of life.
The beginning of the journey, but it's not the end of the journey.
The journey begins with the truth when you are saved. Yeah. Now, how do you live your life? That is where the progress of sanctification is very important. We grow deepest in our relationship with God. So when the Bible says work out your salvation with fear and trembling, that doesn't mean once we are saved, we live a life of sin. No. Once you are saved, you carry your cross. We learn to crucify this body. Pride, anger, jealousy, fits of rage, those things we used to do, we die to them more and more. That's why the Bible says, consider yourself dead to sin and alive in righteousness. That does not happen in one day. That's why Christian makes mistake. It's not sin mistake. Anytime you make a mistake, Holy Spirit will say, hey, this is wrong. You repent and you continue the journey. Where you used to lie, you stop lying.
That's the progress of sanctification.
Yes.
Dying to sin more and more and living to righteousness more and more. And it is a progress. And that's why it's something that righteousness is built in us. Through meditating over the word of God.
Thank you for saying that.
Continuing to submit our body, our thoughts to the authority of God's word.
That is it. John 17:17. Father, sanctify them by the truth.
Your word is truth.
It's the only, the God's word reflects his character. That's why the Holy Ghost uses God's word in your heart to renew your mind, to renew your character, your behavior. If this word dominates your heart, it will dominate your mind. It will dominate your thoughts and everything about you. And then you put on the new man every single day to be like Jesus with a renewed mind, renewed affection. Or that's the progress of sanctification. So please, we need to pray the more, fast the more, walk with the Holy Ghost daily to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because it's not about you, it's about others. Let God use you to be a channel of blessing anywhere you go.
And when that scripture talks about fear and trembling, you know, anytime we hear fear, we think it's a negative thing. But remember, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear of God is a reverent fear. And that's actually where we sense the presence of holiness. And that's why, remember, Peter, what happened when he saw the great miracle that Jesus did, he felt his feet and he said, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. Because the miracle that Jesus performed, he sensed the holiness of God, the presence of God, and that made him conscious of his own sin. How many of us today are actually conscious of our sin, are conscious of our position before God. And that's why when the scripture talks about working out our salvation with fear and trembling, you know, it's about the reverent fear of God. And that's something that I believe is lacking today. And if we had more of a fear of God, I believe that we would actually make a lot less mistakes and actually depend on Jesus for a lot more of our daily life.
Thank you. The fear of the Lord is the fear of doing evil. That's wisdom.
Yeah, not to offend Jesus.
Run away from sin and embrace God's righteousness. We call it reverent fear of God. You do things for God's sake. God say, don't curse anyone. You stop. Don't fight back. You stop. Don't lie. You stop. Because of God. Reverent fear of God, because he sees you, he knows you, and one day we will all return to him over there, where the sickness of all heart will be weighed by God and judged by God. So be conscious of Christ's presence in your life. Once we have this consciousness, which the progress of sanctification will bring and give us a sense and awareness of God's presence, then we know how to guard against sin and examine ourselves every single day in the light of God's word. The only way to be sanctified, it is this word. Please, this is the word we despise so much. This is the word we think we know. We know nothing. Every single day, today, I can say I know this one. Every single day I pray, I learn things as if I never read the Bible. So we need to come in the presence of God and allow the Spirit of God to change us. Not only to change, but being able to be changed. Submit to the Word of God and allow the Holy Ghost to build Christ's nature in you. That is your salvation, the nature of God, the fruit of the Spirit.
And remember, for Christ's nature to be built in you, it means that we have to put off the old nature. It means that the old man has to go. The two can't be there together. And that is sometimes can be a very painful process, because someone was asking about pride. You know, is pride a sin in us by nature? And it's true. Pride is a sin in us by nature. It's no one has to teach anyone to be proud. It comes naturally. So that
why is it natural? It's true, as you say. For me, if you ask me to define pride, it's self-consciousness. Self-centeredness. That's where pride comes. Me? This is to me. You talk to me? That's pride.
So it's selfishness.
Selfishness.
Selfishness is the root of many of our problems.
That is it.
Yeah.
Christ focuses on self. But Jesus said, don't focus on you. Carry your cross and follow me.
Yeah.
That's humility.
So therefore, this question about sanctification for it to take place in our daily life, it means that the old has to go. And for the old to go, for the old nature to be removed, it's not always easy, but it's only possible with the Holy Spirit.
That is it. Peter called it the sanctification of the Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that sanctifies us. He's sanctifying power through the living word of God. Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 3, you are already pure because of the word I have spoken to you. Anytime you are reading this Bible, the water of the word is washing your spirit, your soul, and you don't know it. Read this Bible. Before you realize it, you begin to have visions or dreams. Why? It purifies the state of your heart. It purifies your mind and brings God's presence to your life. Read this word. Sanctifying power, purifying power is in the word of God.
Amen. Thank you. And someone's just sharing another testimony, actually. They said, what God is so good, what makes me really believe in him? Before, I used to drink alcohol. When I received the prayer, I no longer drink anymore. You see, when Jesus removes that urge to do sin in us, when he removes that urge, that desire, we now have to continue along the way. Jesus has done his part, but what is our part? Our part is continue to trust and obey his word.
That is just
make his word the standard for our life. And that is the role of sanctification. Amen. Remember,
what did you saved to follow Jesus?
Yeah. What did Jesus say to the man who was healed? He said, sin no more or something worse will happen to you. Meaning continue in this good life. Continue in this new life. Don't go back. Don't go back, because otherwise you're opening the door to Satan and his companions.
Okay. When we say I'm converted, what does it mean, conversion? It's a transformation. I forsake my evil ways, my own ways, and I embrace the way of Jesus. And I have a commitment of conscience of heart after receiving to follow Jesus all my life, because my life is no longer my own. It's Christ. So I have to follow Christ's new order, Christ's character, Christ's way of doing things. And for that, it doesn't just happen. It lasts forever. It takes humility and walking led by the Holy Ghost to reach that place. Thank you.